It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Great to be with you today. I am Boyd Matheson. And as we close out our week, of course, it is graduation season. And the vast majority of graduation speeches, whether they're by dignitaries or students, sort of go by the board. Pretty predictable, pretty unimaginative. But I'm going to change that for you today. This popped up on my social media and changed my day today. And it was a high school graduation speech from Farmington High School. It's actually a speech that has gone viral. And the speaker is Aubrey Aldridge, again, a student at Farmington High School. And she is an extraordinary soul. She has the privilege of being part of that army that I love called Down Syndrome. And she spoke at her high school graduation, which kudos to Farmington High School. But I want you to, wherever you are, just pull the car over, sit still, tell everyone else to be quiet, and just listen, because you'll learn something today from Aubrey Aldridge that will give you a different perspective regardless of how your day's going. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Aubrey Aldridge. I am excited to graduate with all of you today. It has been an interesting final 3 years for us. With the worldwide pandemic, we have learned to adapt, accept change, and replace fear with hope. Last year, with school closures and online learning, some of us had to work extra hard. But here we are. We did it! As we look towards our futures, I have a few thoughts to share with you. Some of you know, I collect friends. I would encourage all of you to collect more friends. Smile more. Worry less. Don't be afraid of the future. And don't be afraid of hard work. Never give up. Continue to replace fear and discouragement with hope. Be kind. Be positive. Make every day your best day. Class of 2022, we got this.
There you go. If you're not inspired by that from an extraordinary 18-year-old, she is absolutely amazing. Her mom noted on her Facebook page that it wasn't academic achievements or college scholarships, but it was years and hours of speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and much more. 18 years of hard work, and she brought it all home in a most extraordinary way. Aubrey Aldridge from Farmington High School, and I think she I think she hit all the right notes there. I loved the idea that Aubrey collects friends. If there is a challenge for today, we all ought to start collecting some more friends. And I hope we all can count Aubrey as one of those friends, as someone who's shown us what heroism really looks like, someone who's shown us what courage looks like, who challenged all of us today to replace fear with hope, even in the midst of really hard things, to smile more and to worry less. But I think the overarching message from Aubrey is just that enthusiasm for life and the things that actually matter most. And as I said, Aubrey, a senior at Farmington High School, an 18-year-old who shows us, again, what an extraordinary soul looks like and what good people actually act like. And that's a good challenge for all of us to collect a few more friends today, smile more, worry less. And that's how we're actually going to get the right things done in the right way. So a great speech. You should go check that out on social media. It has gone viral because it is awesome. And to watch it is even better, to see Aubrey with her enthusiasm and joy, absolute joy, deliver that speech there at Farmington High School. I want to close out the day today, kind of jumping off of where Aubrey just brought us. And that is to really have those true friends. We've all been blessed by that kind of friendship. People who've experienced hard things, who've jumped in when nobody else would, who've stood by us during times that are difficult and challenging. And in particular, as we look towards Memorial Day over the weekend, of course, this was a holiday. Initially, it was Decoration Day. And sadly, it's become Barbecue Day only for far too many people. You've heard me say on this program before that the things that we ignore or forget, our children may never know. And what our children don't know, our grandchildren will not possess. And interesting, Oliver Wendell Holmes, who was one of our nation's great orators, served on the U.S. Supreme Court. And years before he was appointed to the Supreme Court, he spoke at a celebration, a Memorial Day celebration in Keene, New Hampshire. And he made the case why it was so critical for us to remember. Holmes was actually a Civil War veteran. He spoke on May 30th, 1884, to the question of why the young should care about Memorial Day and why all should continue to observe it. He said, "So to the indifferent inquirer who asks why Memorial Day is still kept, we may answer, it celebrates and solemnly reaffirms from year to year a national act of enthusiasm and faith. It embodies in the most impressive form our belief that to act with enthusiasm and faith is the condition of acting greatly." Acting greatly by enthusiasm and faith, to me that is the essence of our country. Acting with enthusiasm and faith is what Aubrey Aldridge taught us how to do in her graduation speech at Farmington High School's graduation. And we all need that. We need to remember more. We need to be still and slow down a heck of a lot more. And we need to make sure that we act with enthusiasm and faith, because that is the condition of acting greatly. Thanks for joining us on Inside Sources today. I am Boyd Matheson. Stay tuned. KSL News Radio. Much more to come with Jeff sitting here ready to roll. Go out there, see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.